Every child 5 years and older is now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine now that the CDC gave its blessing for a lower dose of the Pfizer shot. It means 28 million more people can now protect themselves from the virus. But are parents, even those who are vaccinated, ready to get their kids inoculated? Joining us now to talk about it is Dr. Adam Brown, emergency physician and COVID-19 National Task Force Chair at Envision Healthcare. Dr. Brown, good to see you. I want to begin with how this Pfizer vaccine for younger children differs from the one available for adults.
I think that's a great question. There's not a lot of difference in the vaccine itself, except in the dose. So it's about a third of the dose of the adult vaccine. It's still given in two different vaccinations, 3 weeks apart, so 21 days apart. But the good news is despite the fact that it's a third of the dose, the efficacy or the measure of effect is the same as if it were with the adults, so at the full dose. So this is good news that parents should feel very comfortable with, that we're using a lower dose so that there's a less likelihood of side effects, but with the same amount of efficacy in the vaccine.
And then how long will it take to have full protection? We had to wait 2 weeks after the second dose, and our doses were spread out much more. But for kids, as you say, they're 3 weeks apart.
Well, the dose is spread out the same if it, with the Pfizer vaccine. So it's still 3 weeks apart. You get dose one, 3 weeks later, you get dose two. It appears that it'll be about 2 weeks before you're fully immune or you have full protection against the virus. That said, we know that even after the first dose of the vaccine, there is some protection that you start to get. It's just not full protection. So while I had hoped that we would have the vaccine well in advance of Thanksgiving and the rest of the holiday season, I am encouraged to see that at least before a lot of the holiday travel, or at least in the middle of it, there'll be a number of kids that will be fully vaccinated. But again, that number is around 5 weeks after the time you get your first dose, and then, of course, after you get your second dose 3 weeks later.
But Dr. Brown, I think the big challenge, of course, is getting parents on board to do this. I mean, even those who have been fully vaccinated, this is a brand new vaccine. There are concerns about whether or not it can be harmful in some way to young children. Even if the science doesn't back that up, parents are concerned. And especially because there haven't been a lot of dire cases for younger folks who get COVID. Those cases have tended to be much more mild. So I think there might be some parents who say, you know, it's not that bad if my child winds up getting COVID, so why would I take the chance and get them vaccinated against it?
Well, that's a really great point. I want to hit the last one first. There's been over 8,000 children between the ages of 5 and 11 that have ended up in the hospital, and a third of those that have ended up in the ICU. So that's a significantly high number. It's still one of the leading causes of death of children in that age group. It's in one of the top 10. So to kind of believe that it's not really that severe or not that concerning is simply not true. A little under 200 children have died from this disease. Now, to your earlier point, though, is that there is some hesitancy out there, of course, with parents and families. And unfortunately, there's a lot of mis and disinformation that's out there. But what we have seen is this. One, billions of vaccine have been given. Millions of vaccine have been given for children over the age of 12 with very, very few side effects. So the risks of getting the vaccine are extraordinarily low. And in the studies for that age group between 5 and 11, the risks are extraordinarily low. But here's where I know the risks are high. And that's with kids who get COVID, and they can get COVID. So remember those numbers, 8,000 children have been hospitalized. A third of those have ended up in the ICU, and a little under 200 have sadly died. So we need to kind of look at those numbers as one of the main reasons and the drivers for us getting our children vaccinated. And that's also not to say the risk that children, while we don't like to think this way, but the risk that children can pose to other vulnerable adults that may be in the room at the holiday season, like grandma, granddad, great aunt, great uncle, or those that are immunocompromised.
What do you suggest to parents who, let's say, have a child who's 11 about to turn 12? The shot changes, the dose changes. Should they wait to have that dose, the shot later on when the child turns 12?
That's an excellent question. And based upon what we've seen out of the CDC and out of the studies, the answer is they should still go with the dose from the ages of 5 to 11. I would, though, encourage discussing that question with your pediatrician or your healthcare provider, because we all know that not all kids are the same. And I've certainly seen 11-year-olds that look much older than they are. So I do think that's important to have that discussion. But I think that it's important to stick with the guidance right now before we start to stray too far away from the guidelines.
And Doctor, I want to pick up on that because the dosing is based on age, not weight. It's hard for a layperson like myself to believe that a 5-year-old would be getting the same dose as an 11-year-old. And let's face it, there are some 10 and 11-year-olds who are bigger than 12 and 13-year-olds. So why is it based on age and not weight?
Well, I can't speak to exactly why it's fully based upon age, other than to say that in the study design, they looked at children in those different age groups and looked at the antibody response in children from those various age groups. And so what I can say is, based upon the age group, there was a similar amount of response for those between the ages of 5 and 11. So let's say a 10 or 11-year-old had a similar type of antibody response to, say, someone who was older, irrespective of the weight. But there again, we are a little bit early in this pandemic. We're not necessarily early in giving the vaccinations, but we are early for this age group. So we are going to have to continue to monitor and see. But what we know is the risks or the benefits rather far outweigh the risks of getting the vaccine or for even waiting because of the numbers that I mentioned before, because the risk of COVID is very high.
All right, Dr. Adam Brown, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.